This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A Melbourne marketing director is suing his former workplace over alleged homophobic bullying. Glenn Hall said he was ostracised, undermined, and subjected to ongoing homophobic comments by his colleagues at Communicado Marketing, who were allegedly messaging each other and calling him both a freak and a homo. He said, "When I asked to have my contractual bonus paid, I was aggressively called a greedy faggot by one of the directors." A trans advocacy group has defended the Queensland government's review of regulations around births, deaths, and marriages for trans and gender diverse people. Queensland members of Trans Health Australia criticised state opposition leader Deb Frecklington's recent transphobic remarks over the review. Frecklington last week called the matter political correctness gone mad and declared that people can only be born male or female. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has used his first major speech as Nationals leader to declare that he has no view on so-called conversion therapies for LGBTI people. He told the National Press Club, "I'll be perfectly honest, I have not really looked into it enough to really make a view on it one way or the other. I certainly will, but it's not something that I've really explored." A same-sex couple have alleged that they were asked to leave a venue on the New South Wales south coast for kissing in front of an offended parent. Maddie DeLossa and Amy Hudson were on a date at the Oat Flats roller skating rink just over a week ago. They said that after they exchanged a few pecks and hands that didn't go anywhere other than each other's hand or face or back, they were approached by a manager and asked to leave. A handful of parents and anti-safe schools protesters marched in Melbourne over the weekend in an effort to speak out against radical gender theory and gender diversity in schools. The group met in Treasury Gardens before walking up to Parliament steps. The group also denied that Safe Schools is an anti-bullying program, calling it political indoctrination instead. Flyers advertising the protest had appeared in letterboxes around the state in the week leading up to the march. Rugby Australia's decision not to sanction Israel Folau for his comments on homosexuality has prompted at least one key corporate partner to pull its support from the code. The maker of the Wallabies' official sports drink, SOS Hydration, said it would withdraw its support from Rugby Australia. However, other Wallabies partners have thrown their support behind Rugby Australia in light of Folau's comments, such as Taylor Wines, saying that the code should be inclusive of all views, whether that's marriage equality or something else. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. 69% of our athletes at the Commonwealth Games have won medals. LGBTQ athletes outperformed their straight counterparts on the world stage, with the majority of the 13 out athletes reaching the podium. South African Caster Semenya won 2 gold on the track, and English diver Tom Daly won gold in the synchronised 10-metre platform. Team LGBT even beat the Rio Olympics result of 47% for gay athletes medalling. Despite Russia's anti-gay laws, a Pride House will be held during the upcoming FIFA World Cup. Russian authorities banned one from taking place at the Sochi Winter Olympics, prompting Pride House International and groups around the world to ensure that LGBT athletes and visitors will have a safe space at the soccer tournament. The first international football Pride House will be held at an undisclosed location in St. Petersburg without the Russian government's financial support, and will be organised and hosted by the Russian LGBT Sport Federation. The International Olympic Committee is set to announce new rules that would make it harder for trans athletes to compete at the Games. The IOC will reportedly halve the amount of testosterone permitted in female athletes from 10 to 5 nanomoles per litre of blood in preparation for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The rules are set to apply to 55 different sports, including archery, wrestling, and running events at the highest levels of competition. And finally, rugby player Israel Folau has told fans on a sports news site that he's not homophobic, but maintains that gay people are sinful. On Player's Voice, Folau said he was just trying to save gay people from eternal damnation by telling a fan the unpopular truth that gay people will go to hell. Folau continues to disapprove of Rugby Australia's decision to support same-sex marriage, but he says he's not anti-gay, as he once appeared on the cover of Star Observer to promote the Bingham Cup. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.